Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. An Alaskan skier made Olympic history today. Keegan Randall and her teammate from Minnesota, Jessie Diggins, won gold in Pyeongchang in the cross-country team sprint. In that event, two skiers take turns skiing 1.25 kilometers around the arena, completing 3 legs each. And for almost the entire 15-minute race, the Americans were behind the Norwegians and the Swedes. Jessie Diggins skied the last leg for the Americans, and coming up on the last curve of the race, she slips between Norway and up alongside Sweden's Stina Nielsen. With just a few meters to the finish, Diggins outsprints Nielsen, earning gold by 0.2 seconds. Keegan Randall is there at the finish and runs out to Diggins, who collapses onto the snow. Randall grew up in Anchorage and skis competitively for Alaska Pacific University. She has multiple gold medals from World Cup races, but has had her eyes on Olympic medal since Sochi 4 years ago. These are Randall's fifth and final Olympics. The Olympic gold for Randall and Diggins ends a 46-year drought for the American women, who had never medaled before at the Winter Games. The Canadian owner of an Atlantic salmon farm that collapsed last summer says it will fight under a free trade agreement to save its fish farms in Puget Sound. Cook Aquaculture claims it's being treated unfairly. It's been targeted since it less than an estimated 250,000 fish escaped last August. The company says it will pursue arbitration under the North American Free Trade Agreement if the Washington legislature tries to phase out Atlantic salmon farming. The Senate has already passed such a bill and is under consideration in the House. Company Vice President Joel Richardson says Cook has been willing to compromise. He says it offered to raise only female fish to prevent escaped salmon from taking over wild salmon streams.
The Senate and the House is really leaving us with very few options to be able to continue our operations here.
Richardson says the company will seek to recover lost profits and the $76 million it has invested in its fish farms in Washington.
They're taking that investment away unjustly, and that deserves compensation, and there's a very real possibility that that could be arbitrated under NAFTA.
The previous American owners of the fish farms also had major structural failures in salmon escapes, yet Cook complains the state never tried to shut them down. Those big salmon escapes took place back in the 1990s. And Governor Bill Walker's administration is asking the Alaska legislature for permission to spend $10 million on seismic surveying in the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The Juneau Empire reports the seismic survey funding was included last week in a supplemental spending request delivered by the administration to the legislature. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for patchy freezing fog, cloudy skies, temperatures in the 30s. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.